Carberry GAA is celebrating its centenary this weekend. It was founded back in 1925. Dermot Riley, a member of Carberry GAA, is on the line. Good morning to you, Dermot.
Good morning, Owen. How are you?
I'm looking at some of the achievements from Carberry GAA. We'll get to those in a moment. Tell us, first of all, about the club, how it was set up, and the early days back in the 1920s.
Yes, and before I do that, can I extend my congratulations to Mabel Lyons on the magnificent achievement of reaching the 104-year milestone. Yes, Carberry GAA was, as you said, founded in 1925. There had been a number of teams within the parish prior to that, going by various names such as Bruisers, Rakes, Emmets. But in 1925, I think most of the credit goes to one Bill Heinen, himself a very famous Carberry player and indeed All-Ireland player, who put forward the notion of pulling the whole thing together, establishing the, if you like, playing boundaries of the members. And it was precisely 100 years ago, if I can, if my researches are correct, this month, in February 2025, in presumably weather equivalent to what we have now, that Paddy Ryan and Walter Kane got on their bikes and cycled from Carberry to Newbridge in order to affiliate the new club to Kildare GAA. And fairly quickly, we got off the mark on the playing fields. We were junior champions within 12 months. We were intermediate champions in 1930. And ever since, we've been playing in the senior grade, perhaps sailed close to the wind a couple of times. But we've 95 years unbroken participation in the senior championship in Kildare.
And the winners of 11 Kildare County Senior Football Championships and Dermot participants in 8 successive county finals between 1965 and 1972. One of the golden eras for Carberry?
Absolutely. The 1960s and early 70s were undoubtedly the club's golden era. Not something that just emerged out of the blue, because if you look at the records in the late 50s, early 60s, Carberry won, I think, 9 out of 10 minor championships. They won 6 juvenile championships in succession. And it was built on that, and the mentors in the club who had nurtured all of that talent. We came through in the 60s with a series of truly fantastic players. And of course, we would have to mention when Kildare won the under 21 title in 1965, 4 of our club members were very central to that. That's Ollie Quinnigan, Pat Nally, Pat Mangan, and the late Kevin Kelly. And they were really the backbone of a tremendously strong team for almost a decade, indeed, in some instances, much more than that. But they were surrounded and supported by a huge number of really talented, strong, and most of all, committed players. So, yes, that absolutely was our golden era.
You mentioned Ollie Crinigan, an All-Star in 1978, and Pat Mangan was also an All-Star on 2 occasions as well. Great achievements for those men personally, but for the club.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're obviously very, very proud of the achievements of Ollie and Pat. Ollie became Kildare's first All-Star in 1978 after an absolutely tremendous year of performances that year. But bear in mind, Ollie had been in the goals for Kildare since 1965, when in fact he played minor under 21 and senior for the county. Truly magnificent servant. Probably fair to say, to mention, that he wasn't necessarily our only top-class goalkeeper. We had Tommy Malone from an earlier era, and Tommy was an outstanding goalkeeper, played with Kildare for 12 years, won 4 Railway Cup medals. And let's mention Joe Daly, also a Kildare Carberry goalkeeper who played for Kildare. Between the three of those, they represented Kildare in the championship 28 times. You mentioned Pat Mangan, little enough to be said about Pat other than anybody going through the club records or reflecting on the past as to the great players, and we did have some tremendous players, very few would look beyond Pat Mangan as probably our greatest ever player and ambassador.
What about the, I suppose, the most recent history then for Carberry GAA? I remember you getting to the county final in 2011. There have been some very established county players. You think of the O'Flaherty brothers and also Aaron O'Neill in recent years as well. And there's a great prospect of young players coming through for Carberry that have represented Kildare at minor level, under 21, etc. So it's looking good in recent years.
Yes, it is. And, you know, we clearly haven't had the same level of success at championship level as we did many years ago. But the club is really very, very strong. And there's no question, you know, I was reflecting recently on the fact that when we were 50 years old back in 1975, we had our celebrations at that time. We were county champions. You know, we were top of the pile. We're not now in terms of playing on the fields, but the vibrancy within the club, the attendance at matches, the commitment, and most of all, and more importantly of all, the participation of younger members, girls and boys, it's tremendous and bodes very well for how the club will go in the future.
Just tell us then about the celebrations this weekend, Dermot. What's happening and what can people expect?
What people can expect is what we have called a reenactment of what happened on the 30th of September 1940, which was the day after we won our first senior championship. So we'll have something of a procession up Carberry Hill, up to the castle. Somebody might put a match to a bonfire and replicate what we did all of those years ago. I'm not quite sure if there'll be the same level of singing and dancing as took place 85 years ago. But we expect a huge turnout. I know we have well over 200 of our juvenile members will be there, and that was at the last count. So we'll have a big crowd there. It'll be a big celebration, and it's really just the start of what hopefully will be a momentous year in the club's history. And for those who get tired and thirsty up on the hill, people will be back down to Parsonstown to quench their thirst or whatever tickles their fancy.
Good stuff. Well, listen, well done to all involved in Carberry GAA on the last 100 years, established and founded in 1925, celebrating its centenary year this weekend, 100 years since Carberry GAA was established. And that's Dermot Riley, a member of Carberry GAA. Thanks for joining us, Dermot, and good morning. And well done to all the players, to the parents, to the mentors, to the volunteers at Carberry. Super, super club.